At the end of August, Newtok's backup generator gave out 3 years after its main generator died. The installation of a replacement generator has taken longer than anyone expected. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says that's partly due to the challenges of hooking up new generator parts to existing infrastructure that's over four decades old.
The power generation system, it's on an old analog system that hadn't been upgraded since its installation in 1978.
On top of that, John says a power company's mechanic has been contending with Mother Nature.
The tide is not on our side for this week.
The mechanic is from out of town, and John says there's no lodging for him in Newtok. So he's been staying in Mahtavik, 9 miles across the Ninglik River. Boats can only travel between the two sites during high tide, and John says the conditions on the water have been treacherous lately. Despite that, John says the mechanic has traveled to Newtok every day.
Those guys were crossing the Ninglik River in 3-foot waves with breakers, you know, white caps. That's dangerous. We've done everything that we can in the extreme weather.
Although the power came back on Monday, September 21st, John says there will be short intermittent outages over the next few days as a mechanic finishes testing the system. Sandra Ayuluk was one of the Newtok residents whose food rotted in their freezers. Over the past few weeks, she has been staying with her family in Mahtavik. That's because she says the lack of heat in her home in Newtok has the air smelling unhealthy.
Like damp, moldy.
Ayuluk says she has not yet received any help from the tribe to replace her food. She hopes the tribe will also reimburse families for the gas they spent to power their personal generators during the month-long outage. Residents reported spending $20 to $50 a day on gas. Tribal Administrator John says the tribe intends to give everyone in Newtok and Mahtavik a $500 voucher for the local store and a $1,000 credit with the village's power company.
That is still the plan, and we haven't been able to print out and all that because of no power.
John also said he is asking Newtok families if they lost any food during the power outage, and if so, how much. The tribal administrator says they are still figuring out what they can do for those families, but he promised help in some form is coming. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.